Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, it is the Odd Couple, the remixed version, and we're live in the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, we could spend the next 5 minutes talking about how complicated it is when you want to redeem your credit card rewards with other banks. It's just crazy, really aggravating, gets on your last nerve. Or we could just talk about Discover and how easy they make it to redeem your rewards. It's refreshing, Ephraim. It's just great. You can get cash at any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We got Brian Lewis, friend of the show,
and covers the Brooklyn Jets. Atlanta Falcons.
Y'all just butting in, like playing Ephraim Salam propaganda, just...
Hey man, we want to.
At right tackle from San Diego.
Or is that like 5 minutes late?
From Salam.
You just hit
That's
the
how
button,
we want.
Guys.
That's how we want, man. We want the people to know. We want the people to know what's going on up in here, man.
I mean, I'll give you time to shine, but you know,
I'm taking my time. I'm like Maxine Waters said, I am reclaiming my time.
I guess so. But we got Brian Lewis, New York Post reporter who covers the Nets, Ephraim. So he, you know, he can hopefully get
that's
going to
be great.
Insight.
Yeah.
Good to talk to
him. That's going
to
be good.
All right. Let's get to the NFL though right now.
Let's do it.
As you know, the Niners still have not traded Jimmy Garoppolo. Some people think that's a slight on him. Nobody wants him. Some people think that it looks bad. I don't know. The Niners don't know what they're doing. Whatever the case, whoever you blame, he hasn't been traded. And Brett Favre, of all people, came out on an interview with the 33rd team, which is a website that features ex-players and coaches and so on and so forth. And he said that the Niners should keep Jimmy G. Here he is.
No offense towards Trey Lance, but what Jimmy has done is win and win, win, win. Again, not flashy, so it's not the glamorous pick. But my goodness, the guy has won and put him in a position to go or compete for the Super Bowl year in and year out and deserves that right to keep playing. But I think their defense is really good offensively. If Trey plays the way they hope and is capable of, then, you know, they're competing for it right there at the end. There's a tremendous upside with Trey. There's no question about it. But Jimmy G has been a proven winner. And that's oftentimes, and I said this earlier, oftentimes that gets overlooked is a guy a winner. And Garoppolo is definitely a winner.
All right, Ephraim, both Rob and I defend Jimmy Garoppolo on this show. We are under no delusions that he's a Pro Bowler, that he's, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or anything like that. But Brett Favre is right in that the dude wins. So there's a few things I want to throw at you. I want to get into whether or not the Niners should trade him, keep him, whatever. But I want to start here because the Kyle Shanahan, for all his offensive wizardry, he is 8-28 with the 49ers without Jimmy Garoppolo. And you remember that team was 1-10 before Garoppolo got there. Mm-hmm. They promptly ran off 5 straight wins, and then the Niners gave him the best contract in the league at that point. And they are 31-14 with Jimmy G. In the two, he's only been healthy 2 years in San Francisco, like the 2 full years, so to speak. Not even 4 years. He only played 15 games last year. But let's say he's been healthy 2 full years. Both of those, they've gotten at least to the NCAA or in an NFC championship game. One, obviously, they got to the Super Bowl. And let's face it, if Jaquaski Tartt catches that interception, he probably took the Niners to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years, 2 Super Bowls in the 2 years he was fully healthy. And here's what I want to ask you. I think it speaks to intangibles. I think it speaks to leadership. But have you ever seen, because it's not like he's great, but you can't deny that he wins. Have you seen players where they just have something that they galvanize everybody, that everybody wants to follow them, that they lift everybody's play, not with their greatness as players, but just personality, leadership, intangibles, whatever it may be? Because that's what this dude seems to have.
Yeah, when you talk about Jimmy G, and I've been a Jimmy G fan, I think the thing that you said that you hit on the most important thing in that soliloquy that you just gave.
that's his way of saying, yo, that was like 3 minutes where I didn't get any airtime. So watch yourself next time.
I think the most important thing you said was when he's healthy.
Right.
And I think the 49ers are ready to move off the if with Jimmy Garoppolo, because as you said, Kyle Shanahan has not had success without him. So therefore you have to expect that. Right. Once a player is labeled as injury prone, that's just what it becomes. Football is a rough sport. Okay. It's not like basketball. You stand out there on the perimeter and, you know.
Oh, see, here you go. Here you go.
But you get what I'm saying.
The hoopers. Nah, you're right. You're right.
One hit.
I agree.
On any given play. So it's hard to really build a foundation with a guy who may or may not be available. So what do? You address that situation. You bring in a young player and you mold him, you build him up, and then at a certain point, you got to play him. This is that certain point. Not to take anything from Jimmy G. He is a winner. But for what the 49ers want to do and how they address that issue is they're moving on to Trey Lance. Young, athletic, you know, hasn't played a bunch of football, but has all the upside.
He's only played a little bit more than we have
right.
in the last 3 years.
Right.
You know?
Right. They can't trade Jimmy G because very few teams out there have the cap space for right. a $24, $25 million quarterback at this point in the season. Right? We're going into the regular season. No one has $25 million, just sitting on the shelf.
And Cleveland so, could bring him in, but they.
But why would you do that? Right, that's right. A hat on the hat. Why would
Deshaun
you compound
11 games? Right.
Compound what's going on in the quarterback room by right. bringing another quarterback in there? That's the last thing they want, because guess what? If they did bring Jimmy G over there, and they're after 11 games, they're 9-2, 8-3.
Right. Well,
now we got
it. It's very possible.
Now we have a problem. Right. Now you've created another problem.
Right.
Right. Stop while you're ahead. Not that you're ahead.
You ain't ahead.
But right. But let's focus on what we got and build this team out moving forward. So there's not a place really that's going to step up and trade for him. I guarantee you, if he's released, he won't be on the market for more than an hour, 2 hours.
Okay. So you hit it. If he's released, and I assume he will be, because then they don't have to pay the 25.
Well, they
got to
pay 25 million if he's on. Right, if he's on
right.
the
August 30th, I think is the day. Yeah,
yeah.
They get rid of him without having to pay that money. But let me. So okay, his money is not obviously didn't keep him from signing Deebo Samuel. It's not the holdup with Nick Bosa. So his money is not stopping him from doing anything. It's just. Do we want to give a backup $25 million freaking dollars?
That's hard to stomach.
Okay. Right, and I get it. But here's what I'd say. And I'm not going to kill him if they release him. I get the business side of it. But why not keep him? What if Trey Lance gets hurt? Trey Lance got hurt in 2 games last year. This is a team. If Trey Lance gets hurt, do you really want to waste an entire season with a team that's capable capable of winning the Super Bowl? Or do you want to say, look, if Trey goes down, we got Jimmy G? Or what if Trey's just not that good? I mean, when was Mitch Trubisky drafted? Second?
Yeah.
When was Marcus Mariota drafted? Second? Like, when was Sam Darnold drafted? Third? Like, there's a lot of dudes that we get hyped about at the draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
That after a couple years, we're looking at them like scrubs.
But the truth of the matter of that statement is they got an opportunity. You got to give a guy an opportunity.
I'm on board with him starting. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, and I totally agree on the health. They had to get some insurance for Jimmy G. I totally agree with you. And I agree with them turning the team over to Trey. He's more physically gifted than Jimmy G. He looks, you know, if he can put it together, he should be better than Jimmy G. And they probably just feel like, you know what, if he's pretty good this year, we got enough mm-hmm. around them to be a great team. So I get that. I'm on board with it. My point is just that as insurance, why not keep Jimmy G around? He's not going to ruffle feathers.
No. But that's a hell of an insurance policy on top of the fact that I believe that they respect Jimmy Garoppolo enough to give him an opportunity to play somewhere, right? They'll let him go if they're planning on cutting him. They'll let him go and then give him an opportunity to latch on somewhere else where he can, you know, which would have made more sense if they would have let him go before camp, so he could have got into camp somewhere and
right.
you know. But what they definitely didn't want to do is let him go and then. Let him go too early, right? Because it's a competition. They didn't want to let him go too early, and he find his way up to Seattle. You know what I mean, or something like that. So now you don't want to do something like that.
I do think that's probably a team, right?
Of course.
Once he becomes available,
of course.
Look, as much as I like him, and I went through his little resume and how you know he's turned him around. Period. And even the years. So, you know, after his first year, when he's not playing, they're bad.
The record's bad, yeah.
Right? And then he steps in and they start winning. I still don't think he could go to Seattle and do much this year. Do you? I don't think they'd be very good with him.
Well, they still got outstanding weapons on the outside, and they got a bunch of running backs. Offensive line's a little shaky. They lost to Dwayne Brown. They drafted some guys. That defense isn't what it used to be. There's no more Boom in the Legend.
Right.
Legion. So, he'd be a good fit there. He'd probably beat San Francisco twice. Right? Just off GP. So... That's something that
if
they.
If that's the case, you don't want him there.
And that's why I think it's happening like this. If he goes to Seattle, spends all of training camp there, he's going to be the starter. There's a pretty good chance he's coming out and he's beating you twice.
Well, look, let's throw it out to the listeners. I know you want to weigh in on this. You're used to getting calls, but you haven't been able to hear your voice as much this week. So your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you think the Niners should keep Jimmy Garoppolo as insurance? And if not, where would you like to see him go? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Ephraim, who's in for Rob Parker, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Ephraim Salaam, I'm willing to say this is arguably the best pop song in American history. Am I crazy? I mean, at least among black people. Knee deep. And you know, pop, I just mean popular music.
Yes.
That is the jam. That might be my favorite popular song. Like, that's the jam. Come on, man.
Where were you in, 10th grade?
I was about, no. When I was, you 10th grade? You think I ordered? I think I was like 4th grade, if I remember correctly.
4th grade.
That was the jam. You too young, see? You was like in diapers when
I'm
that came out.
I'm too young.
You had to hear that later after it was old.
Nah, man.
Oh, that was a jam.
My brother
your
was
parents,
a,
your brother was a DJ.
My brother was 12 years older than me. He was a DJ. So I got experience to all kinds of music early on. And I'm talking about, like, not only, you know, funk, but Duran Duran, Adam Ant, like, all kinds. Yeah, like, seriously. Because
yes,
that's back when sampling was big.
Yeah.
So I got exposed to a lot of different music, and you know, which was tremendous.
That is the jam. Knee Deep, Parliament Funkadelic. Check it out. If you don't know, now you know. Don, where you at on that? The heavy one? I know you probably think some like Young Thug got the best song ever or something like that, but come on.
I'm not gonna be careful. Be careful what you ask for, man.
That's crazy. No, that song definitely came out long before my time, but I definitely will agree with you that I have to assume that it's very, very high up there, because in 2022, you can find it still ringing off at any HBCU, any cookout.
Oh,
like,
man.
That song is now, for sure classic.
I'll say this too, Ephraim. I'm going to say the most significant pop song, and people might think, oh, you're just saying these black songs, but this is what I feel. The most significant pop song in American history was Rapper's Delight.
Oh, yeah, because that was...
Right? Hip-hop music dominates now.
Yes, that was the introduction to the world, to hip-hop.
Yes.
To what we call hip-hop.
Yes. Yeah.
And it took over. You had people all there. I mean, those guys toured around the world, and brought this new art form to the masses, and everything after that is attributed to them and that success.
Absolutely. I really think the most significant pop song in American history is Rapper's Delight. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone, where they have the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. What to do with Jimmy G? Your turn to weigh in.
We have Bob and Boise. You're on the iCouple. What you got?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
Always a pleasure.
Boise, we love
Boise. It's good to
hear
your voice, man.
It's good to be heard, brother.
We love Boise. I was there once, had a great time. Hope to get back at some point.
Welcome back at any time, my friend. Welcome back.
All right.
As you know, Chris, I make it a habit to call out Rob, but I got to call you out today.
Oh.
How are you going to start the show questioning Tom Brady's dependability and then question the Niners for moving on from a quarterback they can't depend on?
Oof.
Well, hold up. So what's the correlation?
You're talking about Jimmy G, who they couldn't even get a hold of for 2 months after he signed that contract.
I
get that it's not training camp,
right.
But if Brady's out dealing with something with his family, to me, they're kind of related.
Well, training camp and the offseason are entirely different things. And obviously Garoppolo's nowhere near what Brady is and was. So I do not see it as significant. I'm not saying it was right what Jimmy G did, but that is all water under the bridge, too. That was, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, but what he's saying
what
is
he's done you, since
you,
then,
you started the, you know, the show.
He's making a false comparison. I'm used to that, though, because Ephraim makes them all the time, at least three times a segment.
Come on, man.
I'm used to it.
I'm the voice of the people, man. We have Dennis in Akron, home of the king. You on the iCouple, what you got?
I watched you many Sundays, my friend. You were a very great football player.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
And, Chris, you're doing your wonderful job, as always, knocking it out of the park.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Now, for me, I said that Pittsburgh should have taken Jimmy G when they had the chance. But with my team, it's always the cheapest model first, so we took Mitchell Trubisky. Okay.
I agree. Garoppolo would have been good there, but your boy Kenny Pickett looked like he might, maybe. It's preseason. I'm not going to jump to conclusions, but Ray looked like pretty good. You got to be a little bit excited about him, Dennis.
Well, yeah, I am. Trubisky, I'm a little excited. And Kenny Pickett, from what I've seen, he's going to be all right. I don't know about being the future of the team, but we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, Trubisky is going to be all right for the 2 years that they signed him. So I'm looking forward to the season, seeing how Pittsburgh does. Be my 49th year as a fan, so.
Hey, I as a kid, and I know people are going to say, oh, yeah, right, because I'm not a Steelers fan now. But as a kid, the Steelers were my team. The Steel Curtain, Lynn Swan, John Stallworth, Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer, Frenchie Fuqua. I was down with the Steelers, ride or die. So I'm with you, Dave.
And then what happened?
Well, they lost all the guys I liked.
Wishy-washy, man.
Jack Lambert. I mean, really.
Thank
they
you for,
lost all the players that I was following
you,
them
thank
for.
Thank you for exposing your wishy-washy nature to the world.
No, I am just – I wasn't from Pittsburgh. Heck, I was in Cincinnati pulling for the Steelers against the Bengals, all right? So I'm just saying they lost – Lynn Swann is my favorite player. And when everybody left, I was like, you know what? I mean – I ain't got to be feeling the Steelers like that. I ain't from Pittsburgh. All right, we got Brian Lewis coming up for a great conversation about Kevin Durant and the Nets. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Next guest is a friend of the show. Does a great job covering the Brooklyn Nets. None other than Brian Lewis of the New York Post. What's up, Brian?
What's up? How y'all?
Good, brother.
We're good, man. I know you were busy today. All right, let's just get to it. What led to this about face by Kevin Durant, and now everything is good in Brooklyn? What led to this?
Well, first off, I'm always hesitant to say everything is good, right? I mean,
that's fair.
I've learned my lesson from that before. I think what this is more a situation where you got intelligent people in the room. They sat down and they realized, one, they weren't all going to get everything that they wanted, right? Kevin wasn't getting the moves that he wanted. He wasn't getting the trade out. He wasn't getting the guys that he wanted fired. And this was the best situation for all people involved. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to have some reconciliation that needs to go on. That doesn't mean that there may not be some things that have to be mended. But in the end of the day, they didn't have better options. He didn't have a better way out, and they certainly weren't going to be better off trading him. So everybody had to get in the room, and cooler heads had to prevail, and they had to come to a meeting of the minds and realize this was the best way forward for everybody.
With the Kevin Durant saga, I guess, seemingly put to bed, that leaves his cohort in Kyrie Irving. Is there still a chance that he's moved prior to the season or even before the trade deadline? Or is this a situation where I'm staying, you know, he's going to stay. We're going to try to work this thing out.
Okay. Again, there's always a chance where Kyrie's involved, right?
Yes.
I'm never ruling anything out, and certainty kind of freaks me out. But I would say this. I was going against the grain back in summer league when I wrote that Kyrie has every intention of being in camp and playing for the Nets. And that's even if Kevin Durant gets moved, right? Nothing has changed my mind on that. And I've talked to sources close to Kyrie, sources within the organization. And that's I'm doubling down on that.
Okay.
I don't see any likelihood or even reasonable chance of Kyrie being moved. And I think he's essentially a given to be in camp playing for the Nets.
Brian, there are some that think – we don't know exactly why Kevin Durant wanted out. I don't think anybody really believes it always was that he didn't like Nash and Marks, right? I mean, that was probably just a ploy by him to try to force the Nets to move him. But there are some that think he didn't want to play with Kyrie anymore. Was as close as they are, that he was just tired of the shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Do you think there was any truth to that, or is any truth to that?
I don't know if there's truth to that, but I will tell you, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't know. But I would tell you this. I think the prevailing narrative that these guys are attached at the hip is 100% wrong. It's not true. They are not attached. Now, they're friendly. They're close, and they're friends, and they get along. And they are supportive of each other. That includes, you know, their various business ventures. But they are not attached at the hip. When Kevin Durant said, I want to be traded, he did not say, oh, well, trade me to wherever you're trading Kyrie. Get us both out of here. Get us both to L.A. He didn't say that. He didn't say, oh, well, find a way to get Anthony Davis back and get me to L.A. and get Kyrie to L.A. That's not the situation. They are moving in their own orbits, and sometimes those orbits overlap. But they are not joined at the hip, and they are not necessarily always in the same orbit.
Okay, well, somebody else who has an orbit on that team is taking up a lot of space, but without any output is Ben Simmons. What is the word on him going into training camp? Is he mentally ready to play? Is his back okay? What can we look forward to from one Ben Simmons and the Nets?
Well, it's tough to speak on his headspace, right? But physically, he's fine. The surgery was successful. He's been not only on pace with his rehab physically, but ahead of schedule at each benchmark. He's doing fine physically. At least that's what I'm led to believe. There are reports that he's even been going 3-on-3 already. So I think physically they don't have grave concerns about Ben Simmons. Now, his headspace, that's hard to digest until you can talk to him, right? And I haven't had a chance to speak to him directly. I've spoken to people that are close to him, but I haven't spoken to him directly. So it's difficult for me to speak about where his head is at.
Brian, as much as I didn't like Durant demanding that Nash and Marks are gone, I kind of understood, though, about Nash. Because obviously he hasn't been great these 2 years. And this is a team that, at least on paper, has championship talent. What do you think there will be, whether it's Nash or it's just bringing in different assistants? I know they've already made some changes. Like, how do you think the coaching will be different? Because they got to change some things to maximize all that talent that they have.
I mean, I think that's – listen, you're right. Guys on the court end up having to make the plays, but I think you're right. That is an under-scrutinized issue going forward. Because, I mean, let's be reasonable. When they looked so much better 2 years ago, you had D'Antoni, who's what, two-time coach of the year, running the offense. You had Ime coaching the defense, and we all see how good Ime was. And Ime reminded Steve exactly how good he was when he out-coached him last year in the playoffs. And And not only do you lose both of those guys, but now this year you lose Jordan Ott to the Lakers. And I'm telling you, Jordan Ott did a lot of work on that staff. A lot of it. Now, mostly on the offensive side, but a lot of work. So they're, you know, the assistants on this staff are going to have a lot to make up for, and Steve himself is going to have to improve. He has to. And I think if he does, that's the kind of thing that'll go a long way with Kevin Durant. Because I'm not closing the door on this. Yes, Kevin Durant is currently committed to being here for 4 years. But again, you know, some of the same things that may have prompted him to ask out may still exist if Steve's not doing a good job. So, yes, I think that's a significant factor that people are going to be watching coming into the season, because the staff is the staff at this point. So, I mean, these are improvements that he's going to have to make. I don't think there's going to be any assistant that's going to come in and hold his hand. This is on him now.
Is it a situation where if they do start off rough, do we get, you know, Steve Nash being replaced? Mid-season?
That's hard for me to say. I mean, I'll tell you this. I mean, Josiah obviously backed Steve to the hilt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Kevin Durant says, I want this guy fired, I want that guy fired, and Josiah comes out and says, well, that's not happening. And he publicly backs both of them. But same token, Josiah has generally not had a problem replacing people that struggled and did not do their job. Now, granted, these were, quote, non-basketball guys. These were business guys, because he's gone through a CEO of BSE, that's their parent company. He's cycled through several of them. Every year, he's cycling through another one when those guys didn't do their job. And he has essentially let Sean Marks, the GM, have free reign of his own little fiefdom as far as basketball went. Now, if they're struggling and they feel that Steve is not doing a good job, I don't think Josiah would have any problem removing him. I just can't tell you what the odds of that are.
Brian, before you go, we got about 30 seconds. I've seen this thrown out, I won't say in a lot of places, but here or there. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance this is all a ploy to raise Durant's market value on both ends, but with him and the Nets? Like, you know, now that, oh, teams, we couldn't trade him because everybody knew he was available. Now, does this, you know what I mean? Is there any, you sure think that's any possibility?
Well, I think it's possible. Absolutely. Listen, I here's the situation. These deals, they can theoretically take a long time to get done anyway, right? I mean, you saw how long it took Ben Simmons to get out of Philly when he wanted out of Philly.
Right.
And you saw how long it took James Harden acting a fool in Houston to get out of Houston. Hmm. All right. So yes, when you have an asset like Kevin Durant, and he's a huge asset because that contract had no protections in it.
Right.
Didn't have a no trade clause, didn't have a trade kicker, it had nothing. So when you have an asset that great, obviously you want to maximize it. And Kevin Durant did nothing but minimize it and try to tear it down.
Time after
time. To get out of Dodge. Right?
That's our man, yeah. Brian Lewis, New York Post. Great stuff, man. Keep up the excellent work.
Appreciate you, Brian.
No worries.
All right, brother. With Kyrie Irving seemingly off the board. Not seemingly, Rob G. He's off the board. Where do the Lakers go now? We got a few Lakers fans in the house. We'll see what they got to say about that. Keep it locked. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's the iCouple. Ephraim Salaam grooving to the sounds. And we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could just talk about how Discover makes it easy. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and it is amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right, Ephraim, you're not getting Kyrie. So now what?
Is that a fact?
It's close to a fact. I think it's a fact.
Okay.
Not this year. We don't know what he'll do in free agency, but this year, I do believe, I'm with Brian, talked to a few people myself, they're not trading Kyrie. I don't even think they were trading him, even if Durant got traded, which I thought at one point they would if Durant did, it got traded, but I don't even think that would have been the case now. So now what? What's plan B?
Man, brother.
Russ adjusting. Russ being defense first.
Russ being coming off the bench. Russ got to come off the bench. Give that
really?
Punch. Yeah, give that. Yeah, I would definitely do that all day long.
You think he would accept that?
I think he wouldn't have a choice. Look, what are we doing, man? We paying you $47 million? You're talking about you don't – hey, man, if you don't get on over there and get off – what are you talking about? We saw the two guys who balked at coming off the bench. We saw exactly what happened to their careers.
AI.
And Carmelo.
Melo.
Carmelo was out the league for 2 years.
Right.
right? We saw them have to come back and be like, I'll come off the bench, whatever, right?
Yeah, so you talk about being humble,
right? So
he went from yo P. They want me to come off the bench to begging to get
to
back
working out at the gym in New York during during basketball season,
right?
So there's a situation where your value is diminished right now. Russell Westbrook's value is very low. The fact that he can't shoot. And you'd be like, oh, he's 18-6, and yeah, he can't shoot. He's one of the worst three-point shooters in the league for a guard. Yeah. He's one of the worst free-throw shooters, and he leads the league in turnovers. So when you talk about, you know, he has to do whatever he can right now to increase his value.
Here's the thing. I think you brought up two great examples, Allen Iverson and Carmelo Anthony.
Superstars.
And their careers went different ways, yep. Right? AI never
bounced back from
to
that.
Come
nope.
off the bench, right? Nope. And Melo sat out a year and then finally came back to a team off the bench. But I think two things. One, I think Westbrook is very much like Iverson in terms of the way he thinks about himself. Like Allen Iverson, and I'm not mad at AI for this, and I'm not mad at Westbrook. They thought they only saw themselves as superstars.
Of course.
And they weren't going to see themselves any other way. And I think that's how Westbrook is. I don't think Westbrook can even stomach the thought of coming off the bench. That's one. And two, I don't think he's got the game. Now, AI could have had the game. AI could have been like a Jamal Crawford off the bench, a Lou Williams, right? Those later years. Westbrook don't have the game. He can only play the way he plays. He can't shoot, as you said. He's not a smart decision maker. He's not a great defender. He's not moving well without the ball. Like, what's he going to do? Other than have the ball in his hands and have everything revolve around him.
That's why giving that punch to the second unit makes sense to me.
Makes sense.
What LeBron and AD need on the court with them is shooters. That's it. That's not Westbrook.
Right. No, it's not. In other words, your boy's in trouble. Keep it locked, iCouple. Hour left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.